Blog Talk Radio. Peace to the gods.
Peace to the gods, man. How's it going, Cologne?
It's going good for J-Rock. How's it going for you?
Oh, man. A little bit under the weather. I ain't going to say I'm under the weather. I say the weather is under the weather. Shoot. a lot of snow going on right now, man. And shoot, we trying to make it through it. So,
yeah, for sure. Yeah. I remember you just told me there's snow going on too. It's crazy.
Yeah, man. It took me a little minute to get to the house, but you know, man, I'm here. I'm alive. I'm well. So, you know what I'm saying? I can't complain, man. Ready to give people some of this knowledge.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes, sir, man. How's everything on your end, guys?
My man is cool, calm, you know what I'm saying? I just been on the other side of town. You know, I moved on the other side of town, me and my girl and everything. So it's like, so my family's so used to me being there.
Right.
It's like they want me there, you know what I'm saying? So when I do travel,
right,
it's like I'm there for the whole day. And when it's time to come back over here, it's like I got to take this. Damn near an hour drive or an hour travel time to actually come in. But it's all good.
Right.
Yeah, family time.
For sure, man. For sure.
Yeah.
I know how that feels, man. Family is important, but, you know.
Definitely.
Yeah, it most definitely is important, man. I always stay on my family's case about a lot of different issues and, you know, the things that we go through today because, man, everybody's not built like how me and you are built, bro. Like, you know.
Yeah, that's a fact.
And I understand that, though, you know. I understand it. I understand that everybody's not going to get it. Everybody's not going to want to take the time out to even defend themselves when it comes to defending themselves. You know? But I get it, man. I get it. We are living in a crazy, crazy world, man. But I don't know about you, man, but I've always never thought that I was a slave until I found out that I was a slave.
Right.
You know? And a lot of people still haven't discovered yet that they are, you know, a slave. And that's just what the way I see it. I mean, I guess because we move so freely, so we think. But when we run into obstacles, how does that feel like freedom? You know, when we run into situations and problems, because if we was free, we wouldn't run into those. So,
yeah, real talk.
By me running into these obstacles, I'm feeling like resentment, and free doesn't come with, you know what I'm saying, resisting or resentment. Like, man.
Yeah, it should be like effortlessly.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
you should be able to travel.
Yeah, go ahead, bro.
I was just saying, like, it should be like effortlessly, you know what I'm saying? Freedom should be like effortlessly. You know what I'm saying? Nobody should be able to stop you from your freedom as long as you're not stopping somebody else from their freedom. You know what I'm saying? So that's
right.
Just like in the thing we used to talk about with the Constitution or whatever, where you're not injuring anybody else or infringing on anybody else's rights. You should be able to, you know, freely live like how you want to live.
Right,
your pursuit,
right.
Whatever your pursuit of happiness is.
Man, facts. Big facts, man. Yeah, man. So it was just crazy because today has been crazy. You know, I've heard a couple of stories. It seems as if Memphis, as if the police officers are really, really enforcing this sort of control. You know, I've had so many different stories today from where people have gotten pulled over and harassed, and you know what I'm saying? It's just on another level.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And I say, wow. You know, and I ask them, like, you know, I'm the type that when I learn something, of course, I'm going to teach it to others. That was the whole purpose of the show. You see what I'm saying? Because we love what we study. So we don't want to keep that to ourselves. We prefer to give it to others. You see what I'm saying? And it's the same as if I talk to people even about health, you know, their understanding level. It's like, you know, I don't know what to really, you know, say or how to speak on it, because I'm still learning. You see what I'm saying? I'm still learning. And then I don't want to feel as though I'm talking to people as if they are below me. You get what I'm saying? Because I understand everybody has feelings, you see. And my mama used to tell me, it ain't what you say, it's how you say it, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But sometimes I feel like it's what you say as well, because what you say can really be, you know what I'm saying, harmful to an individual. So, but I just know we got to do better when it comes to protecting ourselves. And by us learning everything we've learned, even about these injunctions, which that needs to be a topic of the conversation, one of these, we could talk about that. Matter of fact, on Sunday, for Knowledgeable Sunday, because I think that our listeners need to hear about that injunction, man, that we have, that we can put out there for them. You know what I'm saying? And,
Yes, sir. Definitely.
Help protect our rights when it comes to these public officers, you know, these public servants, shall I say, because they are servants for us. They are.
Right.
You know. And I want people to know that. But, you know, that's a different subject for a different day. Today is Financial Friday. Today is the day where we actually come together and we talk about our finances and what we could do to possibly help our finances, right? I was listening to this show earlier today. This guy, I got to get his name, man. I just ran across.
Yeah, guy, you there?
My headphone had cut out.
Okay.
I don't sound too far away, dude.
No, you sound clear.
All right, cool. But yeah, so I was listening to this gentleman on YouTube, and growing up, my mom was very intelligent when it came to grants and getting grants. Right, she was kind of wise in the area, and so me as a child, I kind of paid attention to it, but I didn't pay attention to it, and I think I should have paid more attention to it because I understand the fundamentals of getting grants, right? And she was so smart that she had created this business. It was called Violence Prevention and Intervention, right? And what it was about was she wanted to reach out to all the young girls that were in foster care that have been mentally abused, physically abused, because some of us don't really know that a lot of people go through a lot of situations, right, where, you know, they've been placed in certain situations where it was rough, basically. So what this business was basically about was, being someone to be able to mentor to these young girls. And so when I tell you, she had wrote up a proposal to get grants. She did that, and she had received over, I want to say, 5 or 6 grants, right? Different grants from different private people.
Yeah,
now, facts. So what I wanted to speak, I brought that up because I think that, man, it is a wonderful thing to actually know how to write these proposals up. And I definitely think that we should definitely get more in tune with that. But I have a person that, you know, wants to come on. I wish she would have came on today to help talk about those grants, but she was kind of busy. So I think I'm going to schedule her to come back on another Friday. And, man, we're gonna learn a little more about these grants, because it's a lot
that we can
learn from that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I like
man.
That.
Yeah. And, I'm going to get on the show, man. I got to. So, but today we got in the chat, man, we was talking about, did you post anything else in the chat? I thought I had seen certain.
Yeah. So look into the Financial Friday tab.
Okay.
So we were talking about donations and gifts.
All right.
Just like how you was kind of talking about those grants. Those grants was donations.
Facts.
Yeah.
Facts. Most definitely. Okay. And so why don't we do this then? Why don't you break down exactly what you have in the group chat. Yeah. Let's break it down for them.
All right, for sure. You know, we always start off with the definitions. The definition and meaning to know what we're talking about exactly. So we can start off with going to donation. Donation and etymology. So
right.
Yeah, look for the donation tab for etymology.
Which donation were you going to?
The one in etymology. So you could just go into etymology and just type up donation.
All right.
So it says donation, noun, act of giving or bestowing that which is graciously given, a grant or gift. Mid-15th century, donation, from Old French, donation, 13th century, and directly from Latin, donationium, nominative donatio, a presenting, given, noun of action from past participle stem of donare, give as a gift, from donum, gift. From pi donum, gift, from root to give. Now we can scroll all the way down, and it says donation, noun, a voluntary gift as of money or service or ideas made to some worthwhile cause. And it says synonyms, contribution. And it also says donation, act of giving in common with others for a common purpose, especially to a charity. And go back to what your mom was actually doing. That was like charity, and people was doing a donation, you know, to that foundation that your mom created. you know, to help us, the young ladies. But yeah, that's what it's basically saying. A donation is a gift. It's presenting a gift. It's voluntary. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right. But, you know, not to cut you off, God. I was just, when you mentioned that, right? I thought about when I was in child support court, right? And I was telling the judge, you know, I always heard people say, man, those things you were doing for your child, man, the judge is going to say that was a gift, right? A donation. And I actually got hit with that, right? And, you know, it was crazy because I didn't know how to defend myself when it came to someone telling me this, right? But the breakdown of this, yeah, what I was doing for my child, my son, you know what I'm saying? That definitely wasn't a donation. It definitely wasn't a donation. But if you don't rebut stuff like that, I understand, though. Unrebutted affidavit stands as truth in law. So when you don't rebut stuff like that, you know, that was just something I was thinking about when I read that donation. I'm like, wow.
You could take different avenues of it, of a donation or a gift.
Right.
It's like different avenues. So you can fight that, but I can see how they would actually use you giving a gift to your child. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I can see how they can use that, and I can also see how you can fight that.
Right.
Because you can say, hey, me and my child, we have our own personal agreement. You know?
Mm-hmm.
We have our own in our household, we have our own commerce going on, our internal affairs. Right?
Right.
That affairs is your ordinary business. That's what you're doing, mm-hmm. you know, or every day. This is your personal internal affairs. So you could use that to fight it, right? But now I can see where they could come and be like, well, it's a donation or a gift because it was voluntary. Like, you necessarily didn't have to do it. But like I said, you still can fight it where you say, well, we have a personal contract under our household, you know, in our internal affairs and in our private affairs. And, you know, you can fight it like that. But yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's just my little input on it.
Facts, man. Facts. All right. So,
let's get into the gift. Let's get into what a gift is, because it says donation is a gift, a voluntary gift.
Right.
All right, so we're going to go in etymology and go into gift. And it says gift, noun, mid-13th century, that which is given. C dot 1100 in surnames from a Scandinavian source such as Old Norse gift good luck from Proto Germanic gifted source also of Old Saxon gift Old Frisian gift Middle Dutch gift, German, mid-gift, dowry, from geb, to give, from pyru, gav, to give or receive, for German gift, Dutch, Danish, Swedish, gift, poison, see poison, wow, I'm not gonna lie, I didn't see that one, where it says poison.
Right.
And it also goes down to say, sense of natural talent regarded as conferred is from C. 1300, perhaps from earlier sense of inspiration, power miraculously bestowed. late 12th century as in the biblical gift of tongues. Old English cognate gift is recorded only in the sense bride price, marriage gift by the groom, dowry, hence gifta, a marriage, nuptials, or nuptials. The Old English noun for a given gift was gifu, which is related to the Old Norse word, sense of natural talent, is 1300 century. And then it says, perhaps from earlier sense of inspiration, late 12th century, the proverbial gift horse was earlier given horse. No man ought to look a going horse in the mouth. The modern form perhaps traces to Butler's Hardibus, 1663, where the type iambic tetrameter required a shorter phrase. Hinner considered it as luck to look a gift horse in the mouth. All right, so back to where for German gift, right? The German gift or the Swedish gift or the Danish, Dutch, poison. I know what poison is.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if you remember it, like the, and I could be wrong, I might have to do my little research, you know. But I ain't gonna get too deep into it, but I remember when like Europeans and stuff was coming over, not even only Europeans, but you know, foreigners from different lands was coming over.
Mm-hmm.
And when they came over, they was giving gifts, right? But they was giving gifts of alcohol. And if you look up alcohol was a poison.
Exactly.
It still is a poison, really. You know what I'm saying? That's the definition.
Yeah. Oh,
but
most definitely.
And they was giving them this alcohol, and then while they was giving them this poison, they killed these people. Like they waged war on them. That was like a war tactic to get them into evil by drinking this poison and then attacking them.
Right.
But yeah, that's just that's all something else. But yeah, that's what I found kind of funny about the gift part.
Right.
Yeah, but that was a gift right there, you know what I'm saying? Something that bestowed. It could be a talent and it could be also good luck. And that
right.
Which is given. Something that is given. You know, you're not looking for a return necessarily. You just gave it all the greatness of your heart. That's it.
Mm. Okay.
Yes. So
right.
Now we're gonna go. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You got any input on that or?
Well, I think that, you know what I'm saying, this definition was great understanding of, you know, the difference between what you do, even when you're doing things even for your significant other. I want you to understand that, you know, or for people, what you are giving and how you are giving and why you would be giving and what it would be called
right.
to give as a gift or a donation. And you know what I'm saying? And even in
right.
business, man, I'm not going to lie to you. A lot of things were given to the corporations when Trump was in office, right? He gifted a lot of things. He donated a lot of different, you know, funds that were donated to different charitable organizations, different corporations, you know what I'm saying? And it was in those, some majority of those loans that they had given out were, can be wrote off as a gift if you knew how to do it on your taxes. If you knew how to,
right.
you know what I'm saying, operate and actually do business. I, you know what? I kind of missed out on a lot of that because I was dealing with my son's mom, Dell, you know what I'm saying? But
right.
I truly, truly wish that I would have just, you know what I'm saying, stayed focused. But we understand that, you know, trials and tribulations. But have the people that were actually getting these loans and actually had businesses, you know what I'm saying, those funds could have you know, help their business to keep going, and those who were just at the ground bottom, man, they could have brought their business on up, you know what I'm saying? Because you got to understand, these donations and these gifts are so that you don't even have to give it back, you know? You know, so when you broke that down, it kind of helped me to understand that, you know what I'm saying? Like, what I be reading when I be trying to figure out more ways to get, like I was talking about with the grant, you know? And that does sound exactly like the gifts and the donation, if you ask me.
Yeah, yeah. That's literally what it is, you know. When somebody's just, they're giving that to your mom of the greatness of their heart. It's not like she just
right.
came in and said, "Hey, y'all got to give me money now." You know what I'm saying?
Right.
She gave an offer, and someone took the offer voluntarily, you know, to go ahead and give her that gift.
Right.
Yeah, that was voluntary. That was a voluntary gift, you know. But we're at the half an hour mark right now, so we should be going on
break. We can go on this short break and come back. And again, to all the listeners, if you want to call in and you know, chat with us, the number is 563-999-3670. Again, it is 563-999-3670. Dial 1 and we'll get you in the chat.
Yes, sir.
All right, Cologne. Man, shit, let's get that short break and we'll be right back, man. Peace to the God.
Peace to the God.
Babylon of berry, cool as a river and a flower, so ivory and berry, to perfection like trees grow. See fly, purple and jelly, Rastafari never go low. Firebird, cannibal jetty, bloodshedding more and more. I still get a fight though I'm living pure. See war and crime, let us collaborate. Mankind get vile, they have none of no more. Tell them till the soil, yet them still ignore. Rastafari is life and not be some shore. Fire red flames hotter than before. Burn them complete from crust to core. Life seed I saw, round of the Babylon a berry, as cool as the breeze I a flower, so ivy and merry, to perfection like trees grow, sip like purple and jelly, Rastafari never go low, fire burn, cannibal jetty. Heights up the flames of life for you. Natural light, golden green. Children, we were Babylon of vampire. Blood-sucking cannibal dino. Stop from criticize Rastafari. Heights universal stream. Fire burn, dread burn in faster. Oh, and I have vision, them a dream. They wanna replace life with grace and business places. Wanna destroy life oasis, destroying the earth wherein life must I live. Go till the dirt be positive, you better stop your dirty liberty. Stop walking iniquity, burn your dirty vanity love. Fire burn calamity, no pity blood that flow in the city now. Life seed I saw, found out the Babylon a berry. Cool as the breeze I a flower, so ivory and merry. To perfection like trees grow, sip like bubble and jelly. Rastafari never go low, fire burn, 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 burn. Oh. Oh. bloodshed more and more. I still get a fight though I'm living pure. War and crime, I let us collaborate. Mankind they're wild and I'm not love no more. Tell them till the soil and I'm killing more. Rastafari is life and I piss I'm sure. This a fire red flames hotter than before. Burn them complete from shell to core. Life seat I saw, bound at the Babylon a berry. Cool as a breeze as a flower, so ivory and merry. To perfection like trees grow, sleep like purple and jelly. Rastafari never go low, fire bird, cannibal ready. Life seat I saw, bound at the Babylon a berry. Cool as a breeze I blow, so airy and berry. To perfection like trees grow, sweet like purple and cherry. Never go low, fire burn, cannibal jelly. Fire burn, burn, burn. Fire burn, fire burn, fire burn.
All of the light.
Peace to the gods. Peace to the gods. Man, we are back. We are back. We were just talking about today is Financial Fridays, and we were just talking about gifts and donations, just in case you just tuned in with us. And what we still have more definitions to go over because we want you guys to get a clear understanding of what the words actually mean. So that, you know, we can better prepare you, and not just you guys, but we are learning ourselves, you know.
Every day.
But, yeah, so, I mean, let's get back into it, man.
All right, for sure. We can go ahead and click on the Wikipedia GIF. You know what I'm saying? It says GIF law.
Gotcha.
All right, for sure. A gift in the law of property is the voluntary and immediate transfer of property from one person, the donor or grantor, to another, the donee or grantee, without consideration. All right, so that little section right there said a lot. And
mm-hmm.
And it says it's the voluntary and immediate transfer of property. And we know what immediate is. That means like instantly.
Right.
Immediate means instantly. So as soon as somebody signs a gift over, it's an immediate transfer. It's no hold back,
right.
Nothing like that. You know? And it says without consideration. And then let's go ahead and click consideration just real quick.
Nice.
So we click consideration. Consideration is a concept of English common law and is a necessity for simple contracts, but not for special contracts. Contracts by deed is in parentheses, right? So,
right.
Special contracts would be, I guess, this one in parentheses, which is contracts by deed. And it says, the concept has been adopted by other common law jurisdiction. Mm-hmm. We're not going to go too into the consideration part, but yeah, we could just go over that in our private studies for time's sake. But that's consideration. And then in the continuation of gift law, on the previous page we was on, it says there are several types of gifts in property law, most notably inter vivos gifts, which are made in the donor's lifetime and causa mortis, death, and it has parentheses, deathbed gifts, which are made in expectation of the donor's imminent death. So we have two parts of gifts. Basically, one when you're living and one when you're on your deathbed, or life and death. So the life inter vivos gifts. The death is causa mortis gifts. So, all right. That was pretty much self-explanatory. It says both types of gifts share three elements which must be met in order for the gift to be legally effective. Ah, let's close in on this. Donative intent. The intention of the donor to give the gift to the donee. The delivery of the gift to the donee and the acceptance of the gift. In addition to those elements, causa mortis gifts require that the donor must die of the impending peril that he or she had contemplated when making the gift. All right, so for it to be legally effective, it has to state the intention of the donor to the donee. The gift has to explain that, all right, I'm giving you this gift on behalf of your company. Well, it doesn't necessarily have to be a company. It could be you personally, too. But it just has to be, like, real specific on why it's giving you this donation. What's the intention of this gift? And and it says the delivery of the gift to the donee and the acceptance. So you have the donee. No, who it is? Not the donee. Yeah, it is the donee. The donee has to accept the gift as well. So the donor donates the gift, and the donee has to accept it for it to be legally. So you can't send me a gift, and if I reject the gift, and I'd be like, nah, man, I don't want your gift, it's not going to be upheld and seen as legal. It's not going to be legally effective.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they say the circumstances of when it comes to the causa mortis, which is the death gift, the deathbed gift, it requires that the donor must die of the impending peril that he or she had contemplated when making the gift. So, impending. Okay, so it says impending, right, God? It says impending. Imminent.
Imminent.
Okay. Yeah, so I mean, like, threatening or danger, which is parallel to. Require that the donor must die of the impending peril that he or she had contemplated when making the gift. Oh, so maybe I don't get that one.
The imminent.
Yeah, I don't get that last sentence. Like, what, like this element, this last element that they say that is needed to make it legally effective. The causa mortis gifts require that the donor must die pending peril that he or she had contemplated when making the gift. Okay, so. So that means you have to contemplate, like, what you might die from or something like that? Oh, what are they exactly saying? Like,
man, Hold on. Because that's what, when you just read that, it sounded like that. But hold on, I'm trying to pull it back up on my iPad.
Okay. Yeah, because that's... Oh, okay, impending, like, it says impending of an event regarded as threatening or significant about to happen, forthcoming, which we know death, that's forthcoming. So
mm-hmm.
you just have to basically put that, it's just like a will. It's just like a will. Like,
oh, okay.
Were you
looking up the word imminent? Were you on the word imminent or just,
impending? The word that they
impending.
Use. I didn't look up. Yeah, impending.
Okay. Oh, I thought you was on that other word.
Oh,
that's imminent. My fault, God. Okay.
Oh, you good. You good. Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah. So I see what they're saying right there. It says, Causa Mortis gifts require that the donor, which is the person who is supposed to be on the deathbed, must die of the impending peril, which means death. It's just like death. You know what I'm saying? That's coming. That he or she had contemplated when making the gift. So all you have to do is say, upon my death, I want to donate these specific properties over to whoever you want to donate it to. You just have to state that death is coming, pretty much.
Right.
All right, now we're going to go to Inter Vivos gift. And it has a tab at the bottom, right? It says Inter Vivos gift. An Inter Vivos gift is an ordinary gift of personal property from one living person to another. It can be a gift of a present or future interest in a property. The three elements of an Inter Vivos gift are donative intent, delivery, and acceptance. Right. So donative intent, your intention of this donation, and a delivery. The delivery, how is it going to be delivered? How is it going to be transferred? And acceptance. Remember, you gotta accept the gift for it to fully go through.
Right.
It has to be accepted on the donee side. And the rules governing these elements were historically rigid, but in recent years, courts have become more lenient in their application by ignoring or circumventing the formal delivery requirement and elevating the importance of donative intent. So, and that one is saying, like, judges basically being ignoring the formal delivery requirement and elevating the importance of donative intent.
Right.
So, It being going around the formal delivery part, but the intention, it bring the intention higher. So you don't really have to put the delivery, but I still would. They're just saying the intention would be more valuable.
Oh,
and it says,
okay.
Yes, sir.
So
it's saying,
okay.
No.
Go ahead. You still on delivery, right?
You on Wikipedia?
Yeah.
Okay, so when you go down on gifts, you will see a tab that says Inter Vivos gift. Like, scroll down a little bit,
yeah.
You'll see Inter Vivos gift. Okay.
Yeah.
Then,
yeah.
Right. So we was reading that section. See if you could find where it says the rules governing these elements.
Got it.
Yep.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm on it.
All right, for sure. So I'll repeat that one more time. The rules governing these elements were historically rigid, but in recent years, courts have become more lenient in their application by ignoring or circumventing the formal delivery requirement. So they're ignoring the delivery requirement That's what courts was doing over the years. And elevating, which means, you know, uprising, bringing to surface the importance of donative intent, which is the donation intention. So they was bringing this donative intent higher than the delivery requirement. So your intention is higher than the delivery requirement in the legal system is what they're pretty much saying. But I would still do, you know, donative intent, delivery, and acceptance. I still would go with the Trinity on that one. And except it said acceptance of a valuable gift is typically presumed by courts and therefore is rarely a legal issue. All right. So, and that's the thing too, God. You see how they said the donee has to accept it? If you don't answer, which is acquiescence, guess what? It's presumed by courts. Huh?
That's accepting.
Exactly. Literally. Your silence is accepted. So they, in the court system, they're going to presume that you accepted the gift. Did you send the gift back? He sent you $1 million and you didn't send $1 million back? You accept.
Right.
All right.
Of and course.
It says, all right, we go through the donative. I'm going to just speed through these real quick. So, all
right.
Let's go. We say donative intent. The donor of the gift must have a present intent to make a gift of the property to the donee. A promise to make a gift in the future is unenforceable and legally meaninglessly, even if the promise is accompanied by a present transfer of the physical property in question. All right, so it has to be like a promise to make a gift in the future is unenforceable and legally meaninglessly. So a future gift, so you have to do a gift like now, unless it's that other one. It's the one on the deathbed. While you living, I think it's like, because remember, it's a immediate transfer. And if you're living, every time you're living, because you're living right now, it has to be an immediate transfer. So unless you're dead, that would be like the future gift. But I don't think they're talking about that one because we're under inter vivos, which is the living one. So that's why they're saying the future one is unenforceable, which the future could be the death one. But we're not talking about the death. We're talking about the living. All right. Now let's go down to where it says delivery.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Delivery. The gift must be delivered to the donee. If the gift is of a type that cannot be delivered in the conventional sense, a house or a bank account, the delivery can be effected by a constructive delivery, wherein a tangible item allowing access to the gift, a deed or key to the house, a passbook for the bank account is delivered instead. And I've been looking into that passbook too. That's where they be recording all the bank account statements and some other stuff. I've been looking into that. But yeah, so with the delivery saying, if it's a tangible property, right, that you can't necessarily hand over, like you can't lift a house. So you have to give like a deed or a key, you know what I'm saying, which gives you access to the house. Access inside of the house or access to this property that you can't lift.
Right.
So acceptance. We're going to go down to acceptance. Acceptance.
Okay.
The donee must accept the gift in order for the property transfer to take place. However, because people generally accept gifts, acceptance will be presumed. So long as the donee does not expressly reject the gift, a gift rejection of the gift destroys the gift. So that so that a donee cannot revive a once rejected gift by later accepting it. In order for such an acceptance to be effective, the donor would have to extend the offer of the gift again. So,
Okay. So that's what that is. Okay, it's considered to be a counter offer.
Yeah, that's what I see. Where it says, in order for such an acceptance to be effective, the donor will have to extend, which means to expand or continue the offer of the gift again. And again means to, you know what I'm saying, repeat. Extend and repeat. Extend the offer of the gift again. That's the only way I can see you extending the gift again is a counter offer.
Right.
If they really give you an offer, it's like, all right, cool. You offer me this, I'm going to offer you this. So it's an extension of that offer. That's what I'm getting from it.
Right, right. So that's considered to be a counter offer. I think so, but I'm going to look the definition up for what counter offer would be as well. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
just to give clarification.
Yes, sir.
All right, hold on. Let me see. See if we can get a etymology definition. Man, my phone moves so slow. My iPad, everything. I guess it's, you know, we have so many different game settings in the house.
Yeah.
It's working on the internet, man.
Yeah. Let me see if I can find it.
It says offer made in response to another. So yeah, that's definitely a counter offer.
and actually over here too, like I have another definition, right? And it says an offer made in return by one who rejects an unsatisfactory offer. Remember, that's the only way to actually put a rejection in. Look where it says, okay, go back to the page where we was on, where it's talking about the acceptance. It says rejection of the gift destroys the gift. It destroys the gift so that a donee cannot revive a once rejected gift by later accepting it. In order for such an acceptance to be effective, the donor would have to extend the offer of the gift again. That's the counter offer.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm.
But yeah, let's go ahead and let's get on to the other part of this too. Let's get on to donation, man. Like the definition of donation, the legal definition. You got that up?
Oh, man.
It should be like on legal.com. All right.
You said on legal. Yeah, go ahead. I got you.
All right, for sure. And it says donation, law, and legal definition. Donation is the act by which the owner of a thing voluntarily transfers the title and possession of the same from himself to another person without any consideration and a gift. See that what they be called, the semicolon. Semicolon.
Right.
We gotta do some classes on these punctuation marks too, because all of these stuff have meaning. That's why they use them. And I was taught that the semicolon is basically like saying and. It's like an and.
Oh, okay.
Instead of using the word and, you can use a semicolon. But it's certain, you know, it's rules and where you can use a semicolon and not. But yeah, that's basically what it is.
Hmm. Man, you taught me something on that one.
We got to get our pen game up for real.
Man,
All right, so
yeah,
let's
reach one, teach one, man. Reach one, teach one.
Sure.
That's all we doing.
Sure. Yes, sir. And you see how it said donation is the act by which the owner of a thing voluntarily transfers the title and possession of the same from himself to another person without consideration. So without any consideration. It says without thought. So without careful thought. So that's like a donation is, it's a gift, but saying donation, it specifies something like without consideration, like you gave this over, like instantly, immediately. I think a gift, even though it's saying and a gift is basically you have to have three different elements, right?
Right.
I'm trying to see like where I'm going with it. But you have to have three different elements. But when you do a form of donation, yeah, it is a voluntary transfer of the title and the possession, but it's without consideration. I think you're considering when you're doing a gift. Like you put it on paper, you do a consideration, you do an intention. I think you're considering and actually if I want to and putting in thought if I really want to do a gift or not.
Right.
Yeah. But, and it goes on to say, a donation is never perfected until it has been accepted. For the acceptance, for the acceptance is requisite to make the donation complete. The person making the gift is called the donor. And the person receiving the gift is called the donee. If made to a qualified nonprofit, charitable, religious, educational, or public service organization, it may be deductible as a contribution in calculation income tax. So like you said earlier about the tax situation.
Right.
Yeah.
Write-offs, man. Write-offs. You can write a whole lot of things off, man, if you know how to utilize your information, you know. Donations are real, real wanted. I mean, that's money that you can, I ain't going to say just do anything with, but it can help fund your business, what it's supposed to be for, you know what I'm saying? But once you get into commerce, man, you talking about a bunch of write-offs. Man, I was with a gentleman out in Houston, Texas, and this dude was like a millionaire, and I was just getting my feet in the game when I just started in the trucking industry. And when I tell you this man had, and he's a brother, man, he had over 30 trucks, right?
Yeah.
But when you see him, he's like, you know, just a regular person. He don't come off as, he's just, you know, he's just a regular person, right? But he giving me the game, like, you know what I'm saying, man? You got to get people that sees the industry for what the industry is, you know what I'm saying? And that's a business, a marketplace, you know what I'm saying? And people will donate to you when they see that, you know, they got some form of an asset that they, because, you know, people ain't just trying to donate to you for failure. You see what I'm saying? They really donate to you to really, you know what I'm saying, get your business up and running and things of that sort, so that once you get up and running, now your business is on the stock market, and the better you do in the industry, the better your stock market. And these people are out here bidding on you. They want to see success, but they want to be able to make some form of revenue off of you. That's what these gifts are for. So it's just all a part of commerce, though. That's it. It's all a part of knowing how to do business. Once you learn how to do business, I guarantee you, you'll be looking for these gifts and donations, and a lot of terms you will be using that those words, gifts and donations, especially when you're doing your taxes. You know, you want to be able to write as much as you can off, you know. Like, it's, why not? It's a gift. It's a donation.
Okay, and this should be the last one, because I know we're going over the time right now too. So this could be the last definition, but we also got, you know, in the private chat, we got additional information, so you could go a little deeper into it. But I'm going to go ahead and click. It says gift deed, right? So we're going to do a gift deed. And it says a gift deed is a deed in which the consideration is not monetary, but is made in return for love and affection. It is a document which transfers property to another as a gift. Such a deed is often used to present someone with a gift. Transfer of a gift deed can be reported as a gift for federal tax purpose. So, you know, you gotta do a gift deed. You gotta do a gift deed. That's definitely needed as evidence, so you can actually do your write-offs or your deductions. Man, it was this other one too, but it was like a gift affidavit or something like that. It was a thing called gift affidavit. I don't want to.
Where did it go?
Let me see if I could bring it up. Because it's a gift affidavit. It was telling me some stuff in there too.
I thought I had seen something like that in the chat too, man.
Okay, bet. I see it right here. I'm gonna send it. I'm gonna resend it again, so it'll pop right up. Oh yeah, yeah. All right. So you don't have to go through all of us stuff.
Gotcha.
So that first little section, you could go ahead and read that first paragraph if you want to.
I got you. Say the gift affidavit is a written document which proves that property was transferred from one person to another as a gift. Generally, this means property was given to another person without the expectation of receiving something in return. Gift affidavits are used for a variety of reasons, often as evidence for vehicle transfer, or as proof of income. Making a gift affidavit is as simple as completing a form for writing up a one-page document identifying the giver, recipient, and nature of gift. Wow. Dang. So that's powerful, man. Hold up. So all it takes is just this affidavit, and then, see, we ain't got enough time, but, see, we got to come back with that word affidavit. We got to come back and give them what the affidavit word means, you know?
And you talked about earlier about how an unrebutted affidavit stands as truth and law.
Facts.
So, come on. Yeah. Who is really going to rebut that a gift just go on? Who party is going to reject that you just transferred that property over as a gift? This is only dealing with you. If you give some property over, this is only dealing with you and the other party. The only person who can really reject and rebut is the donee, remember? The counter offer.
Right.
They have to do a counter offer. And if they don't do a counter offer, it's automatically presumed as the gift has been accepted.
Right. Facts, man. Hey, man, this is a great, great show, man. Very interesting.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to go over this show and the materials that we got inside the private group chat and check it out again.
Of course, man. And again, for all the listeners, if you want to get into the private chat, send us an email at fortheloveofcommerce@gmail.com. And, man, we will definitely add you to the group chat. We'll definitely add
for sure.
you to it. Man, Kalam, this was a very, very beautiful show, my brother. And, I hope that we can continue with these fire hits, you know, and we shall be back this Sunday for Knowledgeable Sunday, you know.
Yes.
Maybe we could talk about Alpha Davis on Knowledgeable Sunday, because that has a lot to do with some knowledge that we need to definitely learn about. Since talking about that.
Right. I know you talked about, so it's either this one is going to be about the injunction or the affidavit.
Right.
Either one you want to do, I'm fine with it. You know what I'm saying? We're going to touch the base regardless on these stuff. All we got to do is listen to the shows and figure out what we need to do.
Of course, of course. If anything, what we'll do is we'll definitely talk about the injunction. I just want to come back with the definition of the affidavit, because we're ending it with that word, you know what I'm saying? And to be honest, I think we definitely need to swing it just in the conversation. So, I mean, we definitely gonna talk about that injunction, though.
Okay, for sure.
Yeah, man. All right, man. You know, tune back in with us on Sunday, and man. Peace to the God.
Peace to the God.
I got a big ego, ha ha ha, such a big ego, I got a big ego, she love my big ego, so stroke my big ego. I like to joke around a little bit, but here we go. Welcome to the wonderful world of gold plated Earl, cause everything I throw up, blow up. Talking to the girl, she said, know what? Grow up, you nasty. I don't understand why they tripping if you ask me. Flow just the nicest. I admit the propane I just spit probably just raised the gas prices. Everybody in the club trying to get as fresh as me. What you on, dawg? Trying to stay recession free and spit refreshing. When I rock the stadium, you probably get sweaty. You should bring an extra tea. Now I'm standing next to Jay, who's standing next to B. Could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with me. That's good for my ego. Me and my ego, and he go wherever we go. My ego is my imaginary friend. He was with me when I was only imagining. I had dreams of the league. One day I played Kobe. I walk up to Puff and he didn't really know me. Could have let the dream killers kill my self-esteem, or use the arrogance as a steam that powered my dreams and my ego.
Oh, baby, let's get lost. You don't need to call in to work, cause you the boss. For real, want you to show me how you feel. I consider myself, okay, that's a big deal. Why? Well, you got the key to my heart, but you ain't gon' need it. I'd rather you open up my body and show me secrets. You didn't know what's inside, no need for me to lie. It's too big, it's too wide, it's too strong, it won't fit. It's too much, it's too tough. You talk like this, cause he could back it up. He got a big ego, such a huge ego. I love his big ego, it's too much. He walk like this, cause he can back it up. Usually I'm humble, right now I don't choose. You can leave with me, or you can have the blues. Don't call it arrogance, I call it confident. You decide when you find out what I'm working with. I know I'm killing you with them legs, but yet them thighs. Matter of fact, it's my smile, I may be my eyes. Boy, you a sight to see, kind of something like me. It's too big, it's too wide, it's too strong, it won't fit. It's too much,
don't